1 year ago today, more than 3.5 million of us went to the polls on a historic day to decide Scotland's fate.
The people of Scotland have spoken. We have chosen unity over division and positive change rather than needless separation.
Scotland rejected independence, but here we are now debating whether we should do it all over again.
I believe Scotland will be an independent country.
Having another referendum, which frankly I don't think most people in Scotland want now.
After 2.5 years of wrangling over Scotland's future, it was time to decide. Had we been convinced Scotland was in a position to go it alone, or was it made clear we were better off remaining in the UK? In the end, 55% of the massive turnout voted no. But what was the result down to? I had the chance to sit down with Nicola Sturgeon earlier to reflect on events of last year.
But there's no one single issue. I don't agree with those who say it was all down to currency, or all down to this or that. I think there was a combination of things. Then, in the last few days, coupled with the promise of more powers, the vow. So I think for a group of people, the uncertainty they were feeling about a yes vote, coupled with this prospect of more powers without all of the uncertainty they associated with a yes vote, was enough to just have them hold back from voting yes on the day.
You think, looking back on it now, there was perhaps more that could have been done by the Yes camp to address that uncertainty?
Look, I don't think it's credible for anybody involved, to be honest, in any campaign, but particularly in a campaign that was lost, to look back and not, you know, think there are things we could have done better. So, yeah, I think there are things we could have done differently. I'm sure there are things we could have done better. I don't, though, think there's any single thing that, if we'd just done it differently, would have changed the result. I think we were in a process of raising people's confidence, and we took yes support from the low 30% to 45% over the course of that campaign. So I don't know, maybe if we'd had another few weeks, another month, we could have got the final few percentage points along the way. I don't know. I certainly know that you can't ever look back and be entirely satisfied with a campaign that you didn't win.
The man who led the Better Together campaign was Alistair Darling. He told me the route to success was fairly straightforward.
The nationalist side could never make a convincing economic case. They had trouble, as we now know from what they've been saying, over what currency we would use. Look at oil prices. You know, people knew they wouldn't stay high, you know, indefinitely. Nothing's changed, actually, in the last 12 months as far as that's concerned.
And when the referendum was first announced that we were going to have this historic vote, obviously the polls were very heavily in favour of a no vote. In the end, was it much closer than you'd ever thought it could be?
Well, you know, I was asked countless times when we launched the campaign back in 2012, wasn't it going to be a walkover? And I said, no, the polls will narrow, because they always narrow, especially in a thing as important as this. And remember, at one point, actually 2 weeks before, the nationalist side was ahead. But, you know, in fact, you know, it was quite a decisive victory when it came. So, you know, opinion polls are very interesting, but they shouldn't be taken as gospel.
But ask the man who led the Yes campaign. He has his own take on why they lost.
A combination of scaremongering and a carrot and a stick approach was enough to persuade, not everybody, of course, but just the few percentage of people. One in 20, that's what it took to swing the referendum back from moving towards a yes towards a no.
Alex Salmondere telling us the promise of new powers for Scotland, which has become best known as the vow, swayed voters in the last couple of days of campaigning. But has that vow been delivered? Well, that depends on who you ask.
I believe the vow has been delivered, because the vow led to the Smith Commission process.
We know that the powers of the bill fall short of both the vow and the recommendations of the Smith Commission, and we will continue to demand that those promises are delivered.
But how much of an impact did the vow really have? Let's ask the experts. James Mitchell is a professor of politics at Edinburgh University.
The evidence would suggest that the vow didn't play the significant part that some commentators have suggested. Certainly the evidence from survey research, that's not to say it wasn't important, and it's clearly important because it was stated and therefore has to be delivered. But I'm not convinced at all, and the evidence doesn't suggest that it was hugely important.
Now, earlier this week, we heard about the victory speech Alex Salmond wanted to deliver, branding Scotland a nation reborn, announcing a new and unbreakable relationship with the British Isles. Instead, this was his message to the nation.
For me, as leader, my time is nearly over. But for Scotland, the campaign continues, and the dream shall never die.
Alex Salmond announcing his resignation. Nicola Sturgeon told me she wanted him to change his mind.
I tried to talk him out of it. Tried to talk him out of it completely. And I tried to talk him out of doing it on that particular day. But he was convinced that it was the right thing to do. And, you know, probably as has often been the case with Alec, you know, history since has shown that he was right.
And speaking to us this week, the former minister says he stands by that decision.
In order to make sure that we drove through that door of opportunity, then it was important that we cleared the decks. And obviously, the decision was made much easier by the fact that I knew in Nicola Sturgeon there was somebody who was not just ready and able to take on the task, but obviously had the talent and ability.
Well, there's been no escape from the referendum question this week, the referendum which has really become the neverendum. Just this morning, Nicola Sturgeon sent out this warning to the Prime Minister.
What happens to support for independence in the months and the years to come will depend as much on what you do as it will on what we do. And right now, you are living on borrowed time.
The First Minister has already stated she'll include a timescale for another referendum in the SNP's Holyrood Manifesto for next year. But David Cameron has again called on Nicola Sturgeon to respect last year's results.
This referendum settled the issue, in the words of the former First Minister, for a lifetime, potentially a generation. And that's what I believe, and that's what we should stick to. Let's deliver the powerhouse Parliament, but let's recognise the Scottish people spoke, and they said, let's stay together.
So just when will we see another referendum? Here's Professor James Mitchell.
I think the chances are that we could have a referendum in the next few years. My guess, and I have to stress on the basis of what we know now, which isn't an awful lot, is that it's unlikely that we'll have another referendum within the next few years. I think if there's going to be another referendum, it's likely to take place not following the next Holyrood elections, but the one after that.
So 1 year ago today, we rejected independence. But what's clear is that the debate is far from over.